Simin Shin Aleph, Sif Yud Zayin. The Shulchan Aruch says, the Mechaber says, that a person who can't walk well on his own, he's a chiger, he's lame, and the only way he can walk is the walking stick. So he's allowed to use the walking stick on Shabbos to help him walk. He's not tied onto it, the walking stick's not attached to him, he's just using him to help him walk. We're discussing over here somebody who cannot walk without it. Since he cannot walk without it, he can't manage without the walking stick. So therefore, for him, it's so to speak, it's like a malbush, or like a shoe for him, like a minnow, like a shoe almost, Mishnah Berurah explains, because he cannot walk without this walking stick. Same thing if it's an old person, Mishnah Berurah explains, who cannot go even in his own house, he walks around with a cane, can't walk without a cane or a walking stick. So he could use this cane or walking stick in Shram, that's the only way that he could manage, that he could walk. So for him, it's almost like a shoe. The Ramah says, if you have a person who is sick and they're recovering from illness, even though Be'ez Hashem, they can get better and they won't need it long term, by the time being, since they cannot walk without this cane or walking stick, so therefore they can use it on Shabbos. So it's very applicable nowadays. Somebody, if they hurt themselves, they break their foot, and they're learning how to walk again, and at this point, they have to have whether a cane or a walker or something like that, so they could use it on Shabbos, since they cannot walk without it. However, if they could manage without it, it just makes it easier for them to walk. Like Mr. Burr discussed, an old person who in the house he walks without a cane, it's only outside he uses the cane, so then they would not be allowed to use it outside. That would already be a problem of carrying. The Mishnah Berurah discussed also somebody who's walking in a slippery place because it rained, or he's walking in the winter on the ice. Ice, it brings the Yiddish word ice, which means ice. His fur is going to fall, and he wants to use a walking stick or a cane. So is that similar to a person who can't walk without a cane? Because this place, it's scary to walk without a cane. Without a walking stick, he might slip. Or since technically he can walk, it's the fur is going to fall, so that will be a problem of carrying. The Taz is Meiko, the El Rabba, and other Achronim are Machmer. Having a place where there's an Erev, then in such a case, he could walk with a walking stick. Just to explain that Mishnah Berurah says that to walk with a walking stick, even within an Erev, if there's no tzarech for it, it's considered zilus to Shabbos, it's designed to Shabbos. So if there's any tzarech, then it's mutter. So an example would be, if somebody's walking in the Erev in the place whose fray is going to slip, so even like those Acharim who are Machmer, they cannot go outside of the Erev with a cane or a walking stick, for someone's afraid they're going to slip and fall. But within the Erev, that's considered tzarech, it'll be okay. Also, there are some aristocratic people who would walk with like a fancy walking stick, covered. So out of the air, if it's a problem, you know, it's a taksha, it's so to speak like jewelry for them. You're allowed to wear jewelry, but not allowed to walk outside carrying jewelry, even if that's the appropriate way to carry it, to go with it. There's no heter if I saw on a taksha, just a taksha that you're wearing is considered like a malbush. However, within the Erev, then these aristocratic people could go with their walking stick because it's a cover for them to go with it. So it's not as loose to Shabbos, not as on the Shabbos. That's the covenant way for them to go with their walking stick. Or any small tzarech that might be for a person to use the walking stick within the Erev, it's mutter. It's not considered as loose to Shabbos, as on the Shabbos. Out of the Erev, to use a cane or a walker or a walking stick will only be if the person cannot walk without it. The Mechaber says in Sif Yeches that a blind man who has a walking stick cannot use it on Shabbos, because he can walk perfectly fine without it. He's just afraid that he's not going to walk well, he's going to bump into things. But his actual walking does not require the cane or the walking stick, and therefore he cannot carry it outside the Erev on Shabbos. Sif Yates, somebody who's tied up, maybe the authorities put him, so to speak, in jail, and the way they have him set up is that he's tied up and he has chains attached to his feet. He could go with them on Shabbos, since that's the way he goes. It's kind of like a malbush for him, and it's bolted to the goof. We're not afraid they're going to fall off. He's going to end up carrying them because presumably they're tied to him very well. There's no tzad they're going to fall off. The Mechaber and Sifchaf discusses somebody who wants to go outside with different interesting things they had in those days, some which are applicable nowadays and some of them are not. Somebody that leitzonim, like clowns or performers, would have something that it appeared to be like a chamor, like a donkey they're riding on, but really they're walking with their own feet. But it appears that they're riding this chamor, this contraption that they had. Something you expect to see by a circus, so to speak. So Shulchan Aruch says he cannot go outside with it on Shabbos. It's not considered derech malbush, and it's bolted to the person. And if he does go outside with it, though, he will not be chayav chat. It's only asur rabbanan, because shleged derech itzah is not a typical way to carry. Therefore, only be asur rabbanan. Now, a case that could be applicable nowadays, he discusses going outside with a mask. Suris partsev, like a mask that people put on the face of the hafka tinuk, is to get kids scared. He wants to startle the kids, to scare the kids. He wears like a scary mask. Such a mask also, the Shulchan Aruch says, it's not considered derech malbush. And one cannot go outside of the Erev on Shabbos wearing it. However, he says here also, that shlik derech itzah. The Mishnah Berurah goes back now and says, in all the cases that were discussed in the previous sifim about the handicapped people going with these different things on them, that they shouldn't appear so handicapped, and the like, even the case that we said are usher, but they're definitely not chayav chatos, because shlikah derech itzah, and it's all in the realm of the Rabban over here. There's not going to be an issa deraisa in any of these cases.